and moving north to Seattle, where another iconic spot is in danger. The Bernie Utz Hat Shop has been determined to stay exactly the same for more than 70 years. From member station KPLU in Seattle, Hannah Jaffe Walt has the story.
I, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, do solemnly swear.
In 1961, John Fitzgerald Kennedy was sworn in as 35th President of the United States.
So help you God. So help me God.
As the crowd cheered, Paul Ferry wasn't thinking about leadership, the future of his country. No, Ferry was thinking, what is that guy doing, strolling down Pennsylvania Avenue in front of all those people without a hat?
He was sitting in the limo waiting, and he just threw that hat into the back seat and then went on his long parade route bareheaded. Every step was 10,000 hat jobs lost.
But not Paul Ferry's job. His career started post-Kennedy hat crash when he took over ownership of Bernie Utz's hat shop.
Can I help you find anything?
Bernie's had already survived decades since it opened in 1934, so Ferry thought it important that the shop ride out this youthful president with his blow-dried hair.
I think I thought of it as carrying on a Seattle tradition. The store layout, the trimming, is all from a different period. You can feel it when you walk in.
You certainly can. The fedoras and derbies stacked in the middle of the room, fine-grained Panamas up front. But here's what really prickles the nostalgic heart. Walls of tiger oak cases with big glass doors, jam-packed with hats. This place is 1934 plus a credit card reader. Sure, outside, a few things have changed. There was that world war, a world's fair. Skyscrapers have shot up. Fancy pan-Asian restaurants have opened their doors. But Paul Ferry's strength has always been his refusal to change along with the outside. It's also probably been his weakness.
Profits? No, that never seems to go up. I'm not that good a businessman. I just sell my hats.
The new year's been weighing on Ferry. Every morning he walks through endless construction, scaffolding, cranes to put up new high-rises that dwarf his anachronistic sore thumb of a store. It all makes him think this thought that is totally contrary to the most basic, fundamental Bernie Utz principle.
What happens outside certainly affects what happens inside.
The store's lease is up this year. A move, Ferry says, maybe in order.
It will be a family decision, and we have no consensus.
I'd like it to get bigger, you know. That's always what I wanted to do.
This is Ferry's son, Sean.
But a lot of my ideas that I want to try will be, he'll be, well, you know, he really likes keeping it kind of really old school.
The most compelling idea to 27-year-old Sean is a new store. And then he whispers this part, in Las Vegas. It's his favorite city, where he pictures hats selling like hotcakes. What's more likely for now is a move within Seattle, somewhere quieter, cheaper. And for this 74-year-old store, that may feel just as big as a move to Vegas. For NPR News, I'm Hannah Jaffe-Walt in Seattle.